The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Hey, we have a big show today, and I want to just let everyone know right up front, we are doing something for group healing, for global healing today. We're going to do energy healing today, so I'm not doing individual readings. That's because we have a group thing going on through the whole world, so we're going to work as a group together, and that can be very powerful with energy healing. So I'm not taking any calls today or doing any individual readings, but I do want you to listen up today because we're going to do some energy healing, and I want to explain a few things about the energy that's going on. We're talking metaphysics here. Energy healing works with the energy field, and with the world, with everything that's going on out there, with the pandemic, you know, the whole thing, we're all feeling this. We're all in this together. This is a good time to do some energy healing. What we're going to focus on here is the stress, because the stress of the situation, there's a lot of change, a lot of upheaval, a lot of unexpected. Nobody knows from one day to the next what's going on here, and we're all doing our best. And I do believe for the majority, we're all doing our best. We have to work with what's going on that's causing our fear, our anxiety. Energy healing can help you clear the fears. We're going to be working with Archangel Michael today and Archangel Raphael. Michael is wonderful to help detach and let go of those fears. And Raphael is a physician of heaven. Very good for healing. 90% of what drains your immune system, and according to Bruce Lipton, the biologist that, you know, he has books out there and he's wonderful. And this is not a plug. I'm giving him a shout out. He doesn't even know I'm saying this. But 90%, he's good. He knows, you know, he's into this, and he works with energy, though. He shows that the consciousness of the cells. If you have never heard of him, look him up. But 90% of what drains the immune system is stress. So, yes, we're going to address that today. We're going to work with managing that stress. One of my specialties with energy healing is stress management. Stress and pain management, when I had my office and we were working with people one-on-one that way, but we want to address the stress. That's a really vital part in helping us get through and just work through this transition. This is a big shift for everyone right now. Lots going on. So please know we're going to be working to release and heal some of that. I know we're all feeling it at different ways, different things going on. The information keeps changing from one day to the next, sometimes several times a day. So we have to understand that if you don't like change, this one can probably be a little bumpy for you. Another part of it is just the faith of when we're working through spiritual awakening and we jump on this path and everything's wonderful, and when it's all going good, we're great. And then when we go through challenges, actually any challenge, but this one's a big challenge that we're all going through together at the same time, it's going to test where we are. Where's the belief? What do we believe? What do we have any faith in at all? Do we have any trust that this is what's right for us? Some of you might be feeling your intuition is heightened. I know that I have. I mean, very heightened. You want to listen to that. That is a gold mine that is within you, your soul. That will guide you for what the best options are for you in your individual situation. You want to listen to that. Mine's been kicking in. And over a month ago, it was suggesting things that I'm like, really? Do we really need to do that? And I listened, and I'm glad I did, you know, because individually, I was like, there wasn't the big hype yet of everything going on. And I listened, and I'm glad I did. And it was really strong. But that was for me personally. I share everything that I'm supposed to share with you on a public level, but sometimes it's just for myself on things like that. So you're going to have that too. It doesn't necessarily apply to everybody else. Now, for me, we are practicing our physical social distancing, and we are working, you know, I mean, I work this way anyway, digitally, so it didn't affect me as much, but I'm respecting that as I go out there, because every little thing that we're not paying attention to as an individual, we're affecting everybody else right now, and we're really feeling that. So there's three things. Now, a couple of things I want to point out to you about, wow, how interesting when you look at the astrology lineup of what's going on out there. And then we have this challenge with this virus. There's three things coming up. Now, the 19th and 20th, which today's the 20th. So this, depending on where you are geographically, is what that is. But we're right on the equinox right now. Okay, this is the sun enters Aries. Aries, the first sign of a brand new cycle. The cycle has begun. Change. Yeah, it's gonna change it. We're changing. We know that. We can feel that. Nothing's gonna go, it's different. We're adjusting to that. And I also saw reports that, you know, the water is clearing in Italy because, you know, all of the factories and cars aren't out there. And I thought, oh, wow, you know, we're really starting to become aware of a lot of our activities as a group. So today is the equinox. Sun enters Aries. Aries is a very dynamic, go do this, motivated, forward moving, fearless. That's going to be helpful, that energy. However, all right, the 19th. Yes, you are right. It is the 19th. See, I'm ahead of myself. Thank you, Judy. I saw that. Yes, today is the 19th, but the 19th and the 20th. I don't know why I keep thinking it's the 20th. So let me correct that, but thank you for that. So the 19th and 20th. So today, tomorrow. Equinox, okay? Then on the 20th, 21st, which is an overlap with this equinox, we have Mars-Jupiter conjunction. That's a term in astrology. And then there's a new moon in Aries that comes in on March 24th. They're all on top of each other, but all three are quite dynamic, rolling us into this transformative change for the new cycle. So I know that you guys might be feeling isolated if you're not used to that, you know. To me, it's not affecting me that way because I can be isolated or by myself because I'm very introspective anyway. I love to think deeply. But for those that, you know, have been out there and about and you're used to the, you know, connections like that on a physical level, it might be weird for you, but I want you to know with this show, I want to show you how energetically we can be connected, and it's really amazing and it's quite powerful. Now, the Aries new moon is a very, it's a very manifesting, moving, set your intentions kind of moon, okay? It's because it's the first one of the year. We definitely want to be focusing on what we're, our intentions are. So with energy healing, I want to help you if the fears are taking over, if you're getting overwhelmed by you don't know what to do from one next. Yes, we need to clear that out. I'm highly recommending, and that's what I'm doing as well. I'm highly recommending that you do some sort of take 5 minutes and clear your energy at least twice a day. Right now is one of those times where you would do it more than once a day. I'm doing it. It's good to start off the morning that way. Just clear it, and then clear it before you lay down to go to sleep at night. You'll have a much more peaceful rest, and it will help keep your energy stores strong so it's not dealing with all of the lower frequency or the tension. The empaths. Empaths, you're probably feeling some things because we're having a lot of, and I am too, we're feeling some compassion for the ones that are really having a hard time right now. I'm noticing that a lot of people are talking about with empathics that it's affecting their digestive system. And then they're like, oh no, do I have something? Do I have the virus? And I'm like, that's all over the place out there too. That's an individual choice whether to figure out if you have that or not. There's no way I could even go there. But there's also a way to hold stress in the body. And if you know, like if you look back, you can probably gauge that. If you look back over your life and when you're going through something tough, does it seem to affect a certain part of your body? Do you feel it in your shoulders? Do you feel it in your digestive system? Things like that. A lot of people do hold tension in the digestive system. And that's right around the third chakra, which is where we deal with fear and who's got control. And right now we're all feeling like we can't control any of this because it's such an unknown thing. So this is where the angels are going to come in. The angels are going to bring that comfort, keep us stabilized, help us with this energy to release it. So we're going to do that in a few minutes here. When we get to the second half of the show is when we're going to do the energy healing. I wanted to put the information out here first, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back to do that. Now, a lot of you are working from home now. I know that. I do want to tell you right now, if you are trying to multitask and you're listening to this show at the same time you're working, multitasking and trying to do the energy healing all at the same time, that's not really being present for it. That's okay. I understand you're listening to the show that way a lot because you have to work. That's why we have archives. So if that's your case, you might want to go back, grab the archive, and listen to the energy healing part of the show when you can actually be present with it. You'll get a lot more out of it that way. Definitely look at that. When we get to, I'm also going to take it and clip it out of this episode and make it into one set recording that's just meditation. And I'll put that in my meditation archives everywhere. So that way it's easier to just get to that part. Because what we're doing today in the second half of the show isn't just for right now. This is energy healing, and it can be applied to anything that you need to do to heal. When we're working with energy, we're working with healing the thoughts, the emotions, the energy. The energy, because if we can calm that energy field that our physical body is in, then the physical body can be stronger and do what it does. It can help the immune system support, things like that. So that's why we're going to do this today. And then it's evergreen. I mean, you can just listen to this whenever you need it. You can listen to it once or twice a day. You can use it as a tool to guide you to what you could do to customize it for yourself even. So quite a bit going on. Now, all those energies I was talking about are intense. It's a lot of strong energy for March, obviously. A lot of people are thinking, well, wow, okay, that energy is lining up that we're seeing in astrology with what's going on here with this whole situation we're in. Optimism is where you want to focus. So there's a lot of things out there that are going to try to pull you down into the lower frequencies right now. We're not saying pretend it's not there because you have to be informed. We can't pretend it's not there. Energy healing is not to escape or avoid being responsible physically about things that we have to do. It is very powerful in supporting you to make very good decisions and connect and tap into your intuition. So one of the things that I want to talk to you about before we go into that is we're going to address the fear for a moment, or whatever's causing your anxiety, because we have to acknowledge it to release it. In the energy healing, we're going to release it. And you're like, I don't know if I can do that. I don't, you know, and that's okay. If you're new to this, you may have to try a few times before you start to feel something with it. The other thing, if you are going, okay, if you have the fear and you're like, all right, I've got it. I'm acknowledging. And, you know, we might be holding our chin up high and we might be the one that's the rock for other people. We might feel that, especially light workers, listen up, you know, or if you're the caretaker or you take care of other people and you have to be the strong one, you need to listen up too. I get that. I'm in that boat too. I have to make sure that I can stay strong all the way through the storm. I have to make sure that I don't falter and, you know, just overextend myself to the point where now I'm not any good for anybody or myself. This whole challenge is really waking the entire world up to self-care. Self-care. We have got to take care of ourselves individually to be able to take care of the whole. So when fear pops up, when you're working with this energy healing, whether it's in the show right now or later when you're listening to it later, or you're doing your own practice with healing, this is an energy healing releasement meditation, and then we're going to fill with higher frequency light that will help support you, because the frequencies that are coming in right now, much higher, and the body is trying to survive in this, and it's like, wait, okay, what's going on here? You know, it's not used to some of the energies. And we've been talking about that for a couple of years, where we call it spiritual awakening, ascension, symptoms, all that kind of stuff. It's your body adjusting to the different frequency. And the frequency is supporting going higher, like to 5D, to fifth dimension frequency, where Earth is doing it. As obviously we can see that. We're catching up. We're catching up with this, and it's, you can do it. So when you feel down and out and the fear is just taking over, and then you get to the point where it might even be causing some depression, or you can't even cry, you feel so numb because you've, you know how you put on that armor to just get through it. I want everyone to know, when we work with energy healing, it will bring things up to the surface to be released. So you do feel them when they come up, and then you, when you let go, say, I can't control whether you hold it or not. It's not like I'm going to do all this. You're going to be a participant today in that. And when it comes up to the surface, it will come through sometimes intense, like a storm. I want everybody to know that. If it's too much for you, don't try to do it by yourself. But I'm not trying to make it sound like, oh my goodness, but you could bust into tears if you've been the tough one. That's usually the most common thing that'll happen. We've been holding it together, we're strong, we're fine, and then all of a sudden you cannot hold it back anymore. Sometimes it happens to me too. So if I start doing that, because I'm going to be healing too with this, I'm going to be doing it too. So if you feel that coming up, I highly encourage you to let it continue to flow out, because that's releasing the stress, the tension that we need to get away from our immune system, that we need to get out of our bodies. If you're working right now, then go listen to this later. Okay, don't go into it that way. So I highly recommend that you honor it and give it the space that it needs for it to work efficiently for you. Now, I've had reports when I've done energy healing work with people that if they've never had it done before, or they've never worked with it before, they'll come back and tell me they cried for 5 days and they'd never cry. I highly encourage you to let that keep flowing, because once we're done with the energy healing, it will continue. Once you open that floodgate, it will continue to release. And then after this show, or after you do energy healing, drink the water. Drink lots of good water, because the water will help the energy attach and flush out. So definitely drink the water after something like this. Whenever you do healing like this, drink water. And you always hear that. You wonder why, you know, when you go to get Reiki or Reiki sessions or massage, why they always make you drink water? Because you're flushing out what was being released in those sessions. And so you want to flush it out. You don't want to stuff it back in. You don't want it trapped. You just went through all that to get rid of it. You want to keep emptying this out on a regular basis right now while we're all going through this. That's what I'm highly recommending. It will help support you and help you stay strong to make the decisions and the choices that you need to do for your own individual situation. Not everybody's the same. It's not like cookie cutter here. There's a lot that we're all having to do together at the same time. Like, be responsible to not spread this thing, right? So that's where I'm at with that. I'm doing everything that I can on my end to keep my energy clear. Now, after this show today, I will have to go do a lot of clearing and dumping in a lot of water because I can feel you guys already. It wears, this is a big one. And it doesn't wear you out as long as you remember that it's not me doing any of it. It's not you doing any of it because you won't have enough of that. That's limited. We want the divine energy that comes through and flows through, and the angels are going to help us with that today. They're going to help us remember, oh, okay, we're just going to let that divine love flow through and do the job, and that's unlimited. And you want to let go. If you find yourself resistant to let go of some of it, that's a good indicator of where you need to work. Please keep that in mind. Tension. The reason I want everybody to know about this now is because these energies that I was just talking about with astrology, you know, that Mars is can be aggressive. Jupiter is expansive. We want to keep our focus positive as much as possible, moving into a new cycle because we're beginning a brand new. Saturn is about getting rid of all that karmic debt. We're getting rid of massive things, massive changes that have needed to happen so we can go into a brand new way of life. And it's a lot. It is. I know. However, because the energy is aggressive, it can get impatient if it's starting to take the shadow side. I want everybody to know it can take aggressive. It can take anger. It can, you know, tempers can be a little short. If that's happening to you or someone you know, you can't fix them. That's them. But, you know, that's where you go, okay, wait, I don't want to be working with the shadow side of these energies. I want to work with the light side. I want to work with the positive, proactive, fearless that I can get something accomplished here. Okay? So it can happen. It can trip you up if you're wearing yourself out. If you are not taking that time that you need for self-care, that's when it can trip you up. Because this is aggressive energy. Mars and Jupiter together, that is like no joke, uninhibited, let's go. It's fearless, it's aggressive, and then it's expansive at the same time. So that's like, whoa, Nelly, hang on a second. That's good to move as long as you're working with the light side of it. So keep that in check. If you find that you're having trouble with that, or you're just overtired and you're worn out with that, time for you to take a time out, get your energy balanced and back in check. I know I'm kind of sounding like the tough parent right now, and I'm not trying to, this is just that serious. I really want you guys to know that there's a lot you can do to manage this and handle it. So that's where we are with this. So it's very big transformative energy here, guys. Big. Now, also, we're going to take the break in a moment, and then we're going to start working with this. Right when the new moon comes in, which is in Aries, we also have Charon, which is the wounded healer thing, coming in to be active again. Yes, and that one will have you working with healing yourself. Go into the deeper recessed things that are painful that you really don't want to think about, but you got to release. Charon has been popping up here and there and will pop up again with the new moon. You see, so we're just getting it all thrown at us here to really just go, okay, time to get this in order and move forward in a different way. So if you've been ignoring something that would be for your well-being or your health, or you're like, I can't do that right now because I have to take care of this, I understand responsibilities, but there's still a priority with self-care here. And that is one of the biggest messages across the board with all the energies that I'm seeing. With everything that we're experiencing, it's about you're going to have to change that up if that's not working for you. Yeah. And it's not going to be, you know, go away real fast here. We've got to get on track with this. The wounded healer, Sharon, is it's really a gift. It can be a gift to take those deep, deep wounds, that thing that is really deep within inside of us, and really embrace it and go, you know what? What have I learned from that experience and that pain that happened and that loss or whatever? What have I learned from that? What are you learning from what you're experiencing right now? Have you even asked yourself, what can I learn from this? What can I do different? You know, and we might need to readjust what we're putting a priority on. So say, for example, your priority's been a relationship or a new one or maybe a job. Yes, I know jobs are important, but what if you were focusing on, you know, what could I do here? You know, maybe it's time to pull back and reassess some of the things in life that might need some attention. I mean, I have to do that too. We're all kind of been thrown into this to do this. So that's why this is all going on here. The emotions, be mindful of them. Your emotions could be all over the place with some of this stuff. And like I said, when we do the energy healing section, which is going to be coming up, you might feel the releasement. It's good. You might feel movement. You might feel the vibration. You may not feel anything, but then at night when you go to sleep, the dreams are like, whoa, or you'll release it a different way. Everybody's different. I'm sharing some of the most common ways to do it, but you do want to open up the channel of energy that you receive, because we're always receiving and taking in energy from outside of ourselves, and then we process it, and then if it's something that needs to keep moving through, that's where it can get tricky and backed up if we're holding it, like we've got to process it, we've got to fix it, and we have to fix what is in our own world. We do. We have to do that. And that's how we're helping the whole collective, really, by working and taking responsibility for where we are. So that right there, watch out for the emotions being all over. They will release sometimes with the energy healing. But if you find that as you're going forward and you're going to be working with this energy healing a couple of times a day, I really highly recommend it while we're all going through this. Keep your immune system strong. If you find that there's a day where you're just not doing very well, that things are just setting you off and triggering you, you need to stop right there and do it. Just take it and acknowledge it. You're like, you know what? This is getting to me. I need a timeout. We have to practice that. We're not invincible like that. We have to honor and respect that the spirit, the soul, it needs some time. It needs some time with this, and it's going to help. The body will help support the soul as a vehicle. So this is big. This is very big. So I want everyone to know that I don't take this lightly. Energy healing is part of what I do for my health care, and it was the best thing I ever... When I started making that a priority, everything changed for me. I'm explaining my situation. And some people just don't take it seriously. And then some people do. But don't try to multitask it. I'm going to really highly recommend you don't do that. And I brought that up earlier just to remind everybody, if you're just tuning in, don't multitask it. If you are trying to do 6 or 7 things at one time, set aside some time and go back and listen to the archive and do it then. You can do it now, but it's a lot more effective when you give that the honor and respect. That is honoring and respecting your soul and your spirit, your energy, and making it a priority to help set the pace, to empower you, to give you the strength you need in whatever it is you need to do. So I take that seriously. I mean, that is my urgency to give you from me. I know how it can be. So please know that. All right. So I'm going to take a moment. I'm grabbing my water. Grab your water. I want everybody to think about what you need to go face to face with to let go of. I know. You have to. You don't have to tell us about it, but just be ready. If you need to jot it down on a note, if you just need to have it in your mind, just think about what it is that's holding you back. And if you don't know what that is, ask for that clarity. So I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start working with the energy healing. And let's send it out to the rest of the world too. Let's heal the world, guys. Let's do it together. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Okay, guys, we are back. We are going to do some energy healing now. Now, my intention, you want to set your intention. Just take a minute and just kind of feel grounded in your body. Be present. One of the most important things we can do right now is be present from 1 minute to the next. Not try to know what's going to happen in a month. It's not going to do any good. It's going to be right here. Be present. Be in your now. That's where you have your power. And slow your breathing down. Just relax it. Everybody's got a different level with that. I want everyone to think about when they take a breath in, the precious life force that that is. It's beautiful. It's your life force. It's taking life in and being present. And as you take that in, feel anchored into your body, your soul, right in the very center. When we do a breath in yoga, we are taking a breath in deep and we feel it expand and go deep in. Do what you can do if you are ill or if you are having trouble with respiratory or taking deep breaths. You do what you can do because the intention is powerful. Just because you can't take a full deep breath in doesn't mean you can't do this. You can do this. The energy field doesn't have anything. The soul doesn't have anything going on. Completely, perfectly intact. You're going to be working from the soul, connecting with that higher self that you are. Close your eyes. If you don't like to close your eyes, and I'm going to address that too, because if you have vertigo or any of the ascension symptoms, some of people are having a lot of headaches, the energy shifting can affect you in lots of different ways, then find something that you can focus on. You know, back in the day, you know, you'd look at a candle with meditating. I mean, I have all my crystals with me. I have a lot of quartz around me right now because when we do energy healing, it can get a little strange with the computer sometimes here. So I have my quartz crystals. I have amethyst that's sending out love. That's helping me magnify as like an antenna love for you. And the quartz is clearing and just drawing it. It's also beautiful to help intensify the signal for your intuition. So they're like antenna boosters. Think about it that way. So I want you to think about where you are right now and be right here, right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not last week. Be here, right now. And think for a moment as you're breathing and relaxing, what can I be thankful for and have gratitude right now for? It's important that we connect with the energy of gratitude and thankfulness like that, appreciation, honor, and respect that. It brings your frequency up. What can you have gratitude for right now in the midst of everything going on? Thankful that you're here. Thankful that you have a life. Thank you that, what do you have thankfulness for? There's something you could be thankful for, even if it's very small. Like, hey, I had breakfast today. I'm thankful for that. It doesn't matter. Find something. Because you have to pull up and out of a negative lower frequency mindset. So that's what we're working with right now. Take that deep breath in. Just re-anchor. And we're going to ask Michael to help us connect in, clear our field, protect it with a shield so that we may feel safe, that we don't have to worry about anything while we're working with this energy. I want you to think about a beautiful, strong shield all the way around you. You're within sight of it, completely inside of it. Whatever shape you want, circle, triangle. But it's completely enclosed. You're inside. It's a very safe place for you. Nothing can penetrate that except divine love. You're completely safe. Now, I want you to think about if you were in this completely safe space where nothing could do anything, how good does that feel? Do you feel, like you could drop your shoulders and go, oh, okay, yeah. You could have a sigh of relief. As you exhale, think about the sigh of relief that you are safe now. You are safe. I am safe to process these fears, these emotions, these thoughts, this situation without fear of something toppling everything down right now. That's what you want, is that kind of safe space right now. And then just keep breathing into that. Breathe into that. Take it in. Bask in that peaceful energy coming in from the divine as you take a breath in. Now visualize that when you take the breath in, it's beautiful white light with a hint of golden in it. That's a very high ascended color, spiritual color. So it's a white, kind of a white golden, light golden color. And just let it fill and come in. It can come in with your breath. It can come in through your crown chakra at the top of your head. But what I want you to think about, how it comes in, it's coming in and it's filling and spreading all the way through your entire body and going to every cell of your body. A beautiful, beautiful healing energy coming in and filling all of that space. And as it fills that space, it's pushing out anything dark, emotional, unhealthy, anything in those cells that's not helping, that's not supporting you, that's no longer needed. It could be a thought or a belief that you don't need anymore. It could be an emotion you need to let go of. It could be that you need to forgive and move on. You need to let go of the anger. You need to let go of the jealousy, whatever it might be. Keep bringing that golden white light in and let it just fill your entire being. It's filling all the way down to your tips of your fingers, tips of your toes, filling all of the spaces that have pain and discomfort. Pay attention as you're breathing in, you're bringing in the golden light, and as you're releasing on an exhale, what it's pushing out and the energy that needs to go away, the darker, lower energies are releasing out. You can visualize that as smoky, black, dark, whatever you want, but it's coming out and going away. You're releasing it out. We're replacing lower frequency with higher frequency energy. Continue to do that and think about those places in your physical body that might have discomfort. I mean, what do you have going on? For some of you, if you are sick, it might be your lung or respiratory system. It might be your digestive system. It might be joints. It might be headaches. It might be shoulder, neck, back pain. It might be anything. So whatever it is, that discomfort is telling you where the consciousness is holding some lower frequency, and we want to bring in some higher frequency. We want to bring in some light, and we want to flood that area, flush it out with higher light. As you're doing that, you may find that things are coming up. Things are popping up that might trigger you a little bit, or you might find that you're resisting to let it up. You might find that, no, I don't want that to come up. I want it to let go. I want it to move. I want it to go away. I don't want to think about, you know, if you're thinking that way, deep breath, bring it in, surround it with the light, and just sit and be patient for a moment. Let it be. Let it be. Just give it a moment. It will calm down. Sometimes it has to spin the energy out. Sometimes thought energy that needs clearing is bouncing all over the place and it's chaotic. Just let it spin out, because the divine light energy won't tire. It can wait. And it's very calm. And it can wait. And then eventually, whatever's throwing the little temper tantrum there, is what I call them when I feel that in my body, it gets tired and will stop. And then the light can comfort and ease that discomfort and help it let go. So as these things are coming up, acknowledge, okay, I feel you. I'm aware. I know why I'm feeling that pain there. You may not. You may. Like, okay. And for some of you, you might be feeling a lot all at once. I know it feels chaotic. Hit each one with the light, one at a time. We don't have to do everything all at once. Remember, we're not multitasking. We're going to take one thing at a time, focus everything there, and bring it up. Now that we've done this scan of our bodies, let's stop for a moment and, okay, we did the scan. We found a few things. Now we're going to go back and we're going to really hit it with a clarity. We're going to really move it out. So more deep breath, relax into it. Bring the shoulders back down if they're trying to go up. That's if you feel like you want to sit like this, if you're resisting at all. Bring it in. And Archangel Michael is now, I want you to think about if this angel was with you, in the room with you right now, or wherever you are. He's right in front of you with his hands out. And I want you to think about whatever it is that you're letting go of, that you need to let go of. Whether it's a thought, emotion, a pain, whatever it is. Maybe it's illness, maybe it's physical illness. Hand it to him like a box of rocks, like I got to get rid of this. Hand it to him, let him take it, and then let go of the box. Let go of the box. Do you find yourself having a hard time letting go? Like, well, yeah, no, let go of the box. Yeah, got to let go of the box. Take another deep breath. He's going to turn around. He's going to walk away and fly away with it. And you're not going to try to take it back. Now you feel, it almost feels odd sometimes. If it's something you've been carrying around for a very long time, it feels a little weird. It feels a little empty, like I don't know what to do with myself. It's really calm. Now we're going to have Raphael come in, and he's going to fill that space that feels so empty with beautiful green light. That's healing light. We've had this white golden light. Now we're going to bring in a beautiful green colored light, which is renewal and new and fresh and vibrant. Think of fresh new foliage in the spring. And let him bring this light into you. He will gently nudge you into areas that you need to get used to being different. He's good with that. It's very calm, though. It's gentle. And he's going to bring it in, and you're going to fill all these spaces with that beautiful green light. And you're still in this protective place where you're completely safe to let it all go. And now I want you to take it in deeper and deeper. And it's now inside, maybe right at the center. And it's going to change now to a purple light. I want you to think of it being like a beautiful color of amethyst, you know, a beautiful lavender purple color. And that's rotating and it's building. This is a very beautiful spiritual color, beautiful like a violet flame color where it consumes and clarifies and sanitizes, if you want to use that word, everything going on here in the energy field. And it's rotating clockwise now, but it's growing and it's moving out bigger. It's growing, it's expanding and growing, and it's becoming bigger, and it's filling your entire space inside you. It's filling it, it's growing, it's moving, and as it's doing this, it's spinning out everything that needs to go away. It's clearing out all the little cobwebs here and there. You're filling this entire space with this beautiful lavender purple color. Let it keep going, keep expanding. Now it's bigger than you, and now you're inside of this versus it's inside of you. Let it keep growing bigger. Let it keep expanding out. Let it keep reaching out beyond you. Oh, okay, now I just felt it. Now keep going, because it's going to keep spreading out and keep going out further. This is a beautiful healing, sometimes called an all-consuming flame that burns off anything that needs to go away. And I want you to think about this going out to you, to your family, to your home, to your neighbors, and expanding and continuing out all over the world from where you are. It's going to globally go out, and it's going to send out healing in high frequency to help spin out and clear out. Everyone can take part or they can refuse it, but we're going to send it out. And it's going to be big. We're all doing it together. It's epically spreading out all over in a beautiful, positive way. I want you to let go of all those fears now and know that you have very powerful, strong energy now that will support you. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Just with a push. It's detaching. You're done. You're cleared. If you do this a couple of times here and there, just stop and give yourself a moment to clear out like that, you will be very surprised how you will feel so much more prepared to handle whatever you need to do. And you will be stronger for it. And you will be putting light and good energy out into the world. I want to thank everyone for being here today, for taking the opportunity to be a part of something in energy healing that can help all of us together. If you felt it or if you didn't feel it, it's still very powerful. Usually it's better if you're just in by yourself working with those things. If you find an emotion popping up later, stop and do it. Just stop and give it some time. These are things, and I wanted to give you some tools that you could use that don't cost anything. I'm not asking for anything from you. I simply want to do my part to help humanity work together so that we can push through into a new cycle and be a better human race. We can live happy. We can move into 5D. So thank you for taking the time to do that with me today. And I encourage you, if this has helped you or you know anyone, please share it. There is no obligations for money. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to put out energy healing. So please share this one with everybody. Let everyone know. I mean, please like it if you liked it. You know, help us, because when you do that over on YouTube, it actually helps us get that out to more people. I didn't know if you knew that or not. It can help us help everybody else. So you can help me do it that way. Just know that I appreciate you, and I got to have some water. I don't know about you guys. I need a lot of water right now, because I can feel it. I can feel it, and I'm about to cry, and I get that way. And you know what's good? I know it worked. It was very gentle, and I know it worked for me. Oh, here we go. Sorry. I'm really trying not to do that. I wasn't able to cry for like 2 weeks. I haven't been able to cry. And I've needed to cry because it's one of the ways for me as an empath, I can release energies. And I couldn't. And it's helping me do that now, because I've been feeling the weight and the burden and my compassion and my heart going out to the people that are really feeling this in the hard way. So, apologize for that. I'm running out of time, but I got to go drink some water and cry, I guess. But thank you guys for being here and helping me help you. And we're all helping each other, and we're helping the world. We're putting out some good vibes. The world needs a lot of good vibes right now. So help me do that. I will break the meditation off and put it in the meditation category. I'll put it in the different areas. Angel Retreat, I'll put it there. I have it in different places all over, and just so we can get that out there. But please do share this. The world needs some good vibes. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for all of it. I gotta go cry. I love you guys. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.